This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Special counsel, and the president says migrant caravans have been raping women at levels never seen before. Hey, everybody, America Tonight, and that's where we start. Plus, there's also a word on the president's proposed $100 billion new Chinese tariffs. Joining us now is the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. The president's words about that the immigration laws need to change immediately, and he's saying that that rapes are being committed at levels that we haven't seen before. Are there new statistics out? I mean, I know some horrible things absolutely happen, and is that what he's going on or what's being fed to him as far as the statistics, do you think?
With the immigration, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, statistically, I don't know what's the accuracy of the president on certain statistics, but, people have been arguing all day long about rates of people coming across, people, committing certain crimes. And the figures I saw, there was an influx in March, of people. So, I mean, people will twist statistics. The fact remains there's still a major problem about people coming over and crimes being committed.
Yeah, absolutely. And so now what is being said, and we heard this the other day about the National Guard and sending the National Guard, but now there's actually a number. He's talking about how many would be sent to the, to the border. And, of course, we've heard this before, but specifically he's saying he would consider sending 2,000 to upwards of 4,000 there because of the size of this move. So does this happen?
Well, I think it does. When I was preparing news this morning, for the day for radio stations, when I read the reports on the National Guard, it was as if this has never happened before. Bill Clinton did it, George Bush did it, Barack Obama did it. This is not something unprecedented whatsoever. I've actually been to the border, Kate, in 2006 and spoke to, members of the National Guard, men and women down there. They like it because it's great exercise and drill for them. The immigration authorities love it, and the border agents, because, that's a large area to cover, so they do, patrols and assist that way. And they're not just out there on their own. So, when he talks about the numbers, It's nothing, again, that is so shocking, because it's been happening. But I have read, some statements by political people saying this is so horrible. Well, even President Obama did it. And if he sends 2,000 or 4,000 some people, it'll be, I'm sure taken as a dramatic move. But again, there's a lot of border to cover, so I think that, he possibly will send, I don't know if he'll send 4,000, but I think he would send over 2,000 people.
Yeah. All right, so we'll see what happens there. And then how about the Chinese tariffs? That's a pretty big story, obviously, because we've been talking about the tariffs and what they would do. So there's a lot of business between China and the U.S. Your take on that?
Well, there is a big difference between the two countries. China is united because they're a dictatorship and they're going to be united. We aren't, and that is a problem, and China knows that. In this case, I would say that the president would view China as an opponent and might view some Republican senators as the enemy, because right now, Senator Joni Ernst, for example, of Iowa, is coming out angry about, you know, the tariffs. And so a lot of the people are going to yell about it. But the president has to choose between trying to make those Republicans happy that are angry, for example, in the Senate and House, or keeping to his commitment of what he said that he would do with tariffs, which separated him from Hillary Clinton. You know, we all know that. He was more like Bernie Sanders on the tariff angle. I think if he holds firm, he's coming back. And this is a full-scale war right now of tariffs. I understand that. But if he holds firm, I think he can get some negotiations out of the Chinese, because at some point in time, the Chinese are also hurting themselves as they go, you know, talking about maybe reducing some of the money they spend in the market, et cetera. They would actually be hurting themselves. But again, the president's disadvantage is it's not going to be unified here like it is in China against us.
Yeah. The it's interesting, Congresswoman Betty McCollum was questioning the EPA after this whole thing with the EPA administrator Scott Pruitt, the idea that he was paying, what was it, like $50 or something for where he was staying. And so what do you think they're going to find there? It's kind of interesting.
Well, I think there's a couple of problems. One, you know, he paid $50 a night, which, you know, in 2002, I can tell you the Tudor basements, which are the basements under apartments, were $1,700 a month. That was back in 2002.
Wow.
Yeah. So, cause, you know, I lived there. And so that's a real problem of what he's done. He should have rented off of an energy lobbyist that deals with the EPA and has business before it. But here's the second one, Kate, that is just so weird. You know, they broke a door in because I guess they couldn't wake him up. I don't know what the story was, but they broke a door in, and he charged that door to the taxpayers. He charged the EPA for that door. Why would he not have paid for that door? So even though they're kind of in a tepid, small way standing by him, I think his time is numbered. You know, so it's bad enough that he got a break from an energy lobbyist that deals with the EPA. Now the EPA is paying the energy lobbyist's condominium door. And I just think he's on some kind of political suicide mission.
I think so, too. And then finally, yeah, exactly. And then finally, Senator Bob Corker retires. Did you know Bob at all?
Yes, I knew Senator Corker, and I also know, I don't know the Democratic member, but I also know Marsha Blackburn, who I served with. I remember when she, you know, first came in the House, and she's running in the seat. And, of course, is right now at a disadvantage in the sense of the numbers. The Democratic candidate is you know, got her in the numbers right now. But, yes, I knew Senator Corker. He was very well respected, by the way, especially on foreign policy.
Yeah, wow. All right, boy, interesting stuff. And you're going to India. When do you go to India?
Well, I'm going to take a nap now for about 3 hours and get up and go to Port Columbus and then Newark, New Jersey. And tomorrow night I'm going to go across the ocean. I'll get off the plane and the guy will have a sign somewhere. I'll get in the car. He'll drive 10.5 hours to the Himalayas. And I will be up there in the land of the Dalai Lama, where Ellen Ratner has been there with me before and met with the Dalai Lama. We've got to get you on that bucket list trip.
I know. I'm putting myself on that list. Namaste, and thank you as always.
Okay.
Have safe
thank
travels,
you,
my friend, and enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Bob Ney, on his way to the Himalayas. Oh, Bob, I want to go. Stay with us. Meet you on the flip side, Odds and Ends.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no.
All right, we're gonna throw in some odds and ends. And I do want to throw this out there. Make sure you go to kateskibble.com if you are looking for dog food. I've had Mahalo on this stuff, and it's awesome. They make it in small batches. And since he's a retriever, if you'll allow me to go down my assistant producer's rabbit hole. He loves rabbits. He's behind me right now as I am speaking to all of you, the faithful companion that he is. Anyway, so I didn't know anything about animals, as far as dogs, because I didn't grow up with dogs. My brother had a bad allergy, so we had, like, cats. We had a cat. And, you know, it's just been awesome having this golden retriever. So I love, love, love Life's Abundance, and that's why I started a thing with them, started a business, so it's Kate's Kibble. And if you have a cat, they have incredible cat food as well. If you go, you can read everything about it, including all the ingredients. Like I said, I grew up with a cat, and I was just running by some of the cat food and the treatments, and it's really pretty spectacular. And some of the products they have, too, including this, gosh, they have this shampoo, because we take Mahalo and get him, you know, it's almost like a car wash. It's really cool. And we take him there, and we obviously bathe him, right? And we do it once in a while. And this shampoo, I got some of the shampoo, and it's great, because I didn't know where to get the shampoo. And it was a great price, and it was a great product, and it didn't have any of the nonsense in it, because, again, the organic, the way it smells, doesn't take any natural oils away from him. So, bada bing, I urge you, if you have a cat or a dog, go to kateskibble.com, because all that info is there, and it's all good. When you hear all these crazy, scary things that are happening with pet food, it is not this pet food, because trust me, it'd be off the shelves in a minute. But they make it and have to ship it to you, so it's not even, that's not a question of it. That's why, again, the small batches and controlling it and making sure it's got all the things that the dogs need. So for Mahalo, he was getting kind of goopy eyes, and his coat, etc., was pretty good, but now his coat is perfect. So I am a complete believer in the product, and that's why I put it on this show. So kateskibble.com. All right, let's dive into some of what I call odds and ends, and boy, there's a lot of them. Number one, because so many of you sent me emails on this about, as a sidebar, Tiger Woods, what's going on with the Masters. Jordan Spieth is the leader. He's been on this show before a long time ago, and only once. He shot a 66, so he leads the Masters opening round by two shots. As for Tiger Woods, of course, the crowds are crazy for him, following him all over the place. He had not a spectacular Master-esque kind of day, let's put it that way. But you know, he had so 73. He hit a tee shot into Ray's Creek, it's called. It's tricky, on the 12th hole. And then he had chances for birdies and didn't get them. But he birdied a couple of the back holes, and that helped pull him up a little bit. So a 73 for Tiger Woods. So he's definitely not out of it at this point, but your leader is Jordan Spieth. So for everybody who is questioning that, there you go. All right, I got a lot of friends in California. Some of them have been on the show to talk about horrific things that have happened there, mudslides, etc. 5.3 earthquake slamming L.A. and Southern California. So shaky buildings, not good, shaky buildings. It was, the quake was centered in the Pacific Ocean. To give you the specifics of it, if you were to look at a map, about 35 miles southeast of the Channel Islands beach there, and it was kind of a, and this is what happens, I was in an earthquake in California, there's like a rolling motion. And it, that was that feel, the rolling motion. So it wasn't strong enough to knock things all over the place, but it was definitely something you could feel, and it happened at about 12:30 in the afternoon and lasted 10 seconds. The earthquake, by the way, is one of the biggest to hit Southern California in a long time. The biggest quake in California in the past years was the 6.0 that slammed into Napa in 2014, killing one person and injuring 200. You know, the fear is always, when's the big one happening? That's always what's talked about. When are we going to get the big one? And if you move there, people talk about being earthquake prepared, but I don't know how you get earthquake prepared. You drive your car away from what you think is the earthquake that's coming. I mean, there's not great warning signals for earthquakes. So it's, I'm sleeping and we have a bad earthquake. I'm driving and something happens. You just got to live your life. But it is always, every time there is a decent-sized quake, and because I lived in California, I always think of what everybody would tell me that was born and raised there. You just have to know that there's always a chance that the big one could happen. That it's no joke. There could be a big one day eventually. Well, a lot of could things could happen to all of us, right? I mean, of course. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, this is crazy because we're heading into and through another weekend. A lot of people are, I think you're either a donut person or you're not. Or you're somewhere in between. I'm like an in-between person because donuts don't fill you up, and of course I'm always trying to reduce and get in shape, and a donut to me is just, it might taste awesome, but it's such wasted calories, right? Because then what are you eating the rest of the day? Now they have these donut fries. So that's what they're testing out, this kind of sugary thing they're calling donut fries. And they look like fries. Supposedly it's kind of salty but sugary. and they're going to see if this lasts, because they don't test a lot of things. They have just a trial menu, and it's only in Boston for now. But people are fascinated by this because it veers away from what is the norm as far as donut eating is concerned, and especially for a staple like Dunkin' Donuts, where I think people come in and they get the whole traditional thing. That's what they want. So the glazed donuts, the jelly donuts, you know, anything that's a stuffed donut or filled is what they would say, and the donut holes, etc. But then you all of a sudden put fries up there, and I'm thinking, what's going on in the world? Don't we have something else where we have like a Taco Bell? I keep seeing these commercials when I'm watching something, the rare time I'm in front of the tube, and it's for, I think it's for, I want to say it's for fries, too, where you're dunking them in cheese. So, I don't know. Is it just we have to have the most fried food we can have, the craziest way we can have it? I'm not sure. I get it. I mean, everybody has their crummy food that they like to eat either once in a while or they're stuck on it and they just can't get off of it. But I just can't imagine fries in either one of those in either one of those ways, because if I'm eating donut, I'm eating breakfast food, whatever. I just want the donut. I'm not looking for something that's like a fry. And if I'm doing something that's Mexican food related, I don't know, the whole idea of same thing of the fries. It kind of takes away from what I was there for in the first place. I'm just saying. But I guess when you run these kinds of huge chains, you got to keep things fresh and new. And what do people want? What's different? What's new? What's hot? So while you might be out there cruising around getting your cheese fries or your fries in the Boston area, some of you listening to us there, got to give me a report on what they taste like. Go to AmericaTonightRadio.com. There is somebody that's probably going to pick up this Andy Warhol painting of Elvis Presley. It's the only full-length portrait that Andy Warhol ever did. It's for sale for you. Ready for this? Bum, ba, da, da. Here's a price tag on this baby. $30 million, and it's Elvis with a revolver. He was in a 1960 Western called Flaming Star, and it's black on silver. That's the portrait, and it's being auctioned off by Christie's in New York on May 17th, alongside Most Wanted Men number 11, John Joseph H. Jr. Wow. So $30 million. I mean, more or less. It could be either way. Say it's memorable. He never had a portrait like that. Where's that whole full figure? And of course, it's Elvis, and Elvis specifically, back in the very thin days, speaking of donuts, and back when he appeared in that Western movie. Crazy. We're ducking out, and then we're coming back with the mail.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, everybody. Once again, Kate Delaney. America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to do the mailbag. Got a ton of mail, so we'll dive into the mailbag. Eli, Rich, David, Christopher, a lot of you emailing me about a plethora of what's been, of items that have been on your mind. But before we go there, Andy, our technical maestro for this particular show, did some quick research because I was talking about the Andy Warhol painting that is... It doesn't blow me away. It's interesting. But that it's going to go up for auction at Christie's for $30 million is what they expect to get. So they could even get more than that because it could be bid up. So, Andy, you found, we started talking about, here we peel back the onion. Off the air, we were talking about how certain paintings are, what do they go for? And it's really in the eye of the beholder. And you found, what were some of the more expensive artists that people paid big money for their work?
A couple artists to mention would be like Pablo Picasso, Rembrandt, and Leonardo da Vinci, of course.
And who had the highest painting?
Leonardo da Vinci. His Salvatore Mundi. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Uh-huh. Sold for $450 million.
Oh, my gosh. Salvatore Mundi.
And that's a... That painting's over 500 years old.
Oh, well, that's an investment, but it's also a rare find, obviously, and it was restored. From what I understand, that painting was restored, but $450 million. I mean, there is people that live in a world that most of the people listening to this radio show cannot relate to. We're not talking about, oh, I have a little bit of money. We're talking about, I have a crazy amount of money. And an art dealer and his colleague apparently bought this painting from somebody in 2005. Then they asked their friend to restore it, and then that led to the discovery that it was Leonardo da Vinci's Salvador Mundi, which is crazy because they thought they had another painting. There's this weird thing where sometimes paintings are uncovered, and then they turn out to be these famous works of art. So that's wild. And you look at the painting, and it's not bad. I mean, especially if you think of that time of when it was done. But it's kind of mind-blowing to think of it being worth that much money. So thanks for that, Andy.
Yeah, also, it seems like all of these sales have happened in the past 15 years, almost all of them, these $1 million,
right,
tens of millions, hundreds of millions.
Right, because the people with money have, there's been an influx of, okay, I've got cash, and I'm going to put some cash into artwork. So certain CEOs, certain people that have inherited wealth, you know, somebody who had a lot of money into paintings, but I bet he sold some of them lately because he's been in big trouble for the whole Me Too thing, for what's happened with him with sexual harassment charges. But Steve Wynn, who practically owned Las Vegas, he had like an incredible art collection that's worth I don't know how much money, but a crazy amount of money. So he would be like one of those kinds of investors. Wow, pretty interesting.
Crazy.
Okay, it's crazy. So I, as I mentioned, a ton of you have reached out on different topics, so I want to fly through the mailbag, so let's go to the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag!
Absolutely, and we are digging. We got this one from Eli, who says, Kate, Robert Mueller, I think, is off his rocker with what's going on with the special investigation, or he's brilliant. He doesn't say anything which is smart, because what is he going to say as the, you call him, former ex-FBI director, but he is definitely digging for these overseas deals with the president, and supposedly there was nothing that was going to stick there, but now there's subpoenas flying around and records, and, I mean, is it a witch hunt, or is there something that's going to be uncovered? I heard you say one day on the show that this investigation has been going on for so long, how much money are we going to pay for this before we really see something? And if it's gotcha, and there's people to get, then they need to get them. And I agree with you, because who's paying the price for that? That'd be you and me. When your taxes go up, or just in paying your taxes, you know, we're in tax season now, and people tear their hair out, and it's the thing that nobody, for the procrastination level of paying the taxes, even if you get money back, is crazy, because nobody wants to deal with it, and there's all kinds of things you have to do. My accountant, you have to, a new thing with the IRS is, and certainly you're all dealing with this, and they say it's because of identity fraud, you have to give your driver's license, and that whole thing with the number, et cetera, the expiration date, it's like, wow, just some of the requirements. And then what's going to be taken away as we move forward and understanding the tax laws, just crazy. Let's jump to another one. As I mentioned, Christopher emailed us, and Christopher has this to say, Kate, enjoy the show. Have to tell you, I was like you, I'm a sports fan, and I watched Villanova dismantle Michigan. They were definitely the better team. You picked them right from the beginning, so congratulations on that. They absolutely had an incredible run through the tournament. But I was wondering what you thought of, because I know you're an avid golfer, or you golf when you can, you just like it. Did you see the story about Sergio Garcia, who had a big old temper tantrum? I thought when he got married, he would settle down. Yeah, at the Masters, he put 5 balls in the water. The last 4 hitting the green, then trickling back into the pond. But he finally kept the ball on the green on his 6th try. He made a 10-footer to end it all. But he went from 2 over to 10 over on that hole. He finished the day at 9 over 81. He had a birdie at 16. So he tied for 2nd to last place, and he's going to be lucky to make. He's not going to make the cut. He'll have to have a spectacular run to make it happen. I mean, what is he doing? What was he doing? He kept using the same club. There was a movie called Tin Cup, and everybody was saying it was a tin cup moment. It indeed was a tin cup moment. What do they say the definition of insanity is? When you do the same thing over and over again. This one is from David. And David has a different sort of question. Hi, Kate. The market's been pretty crazy lately. As you say, it's all up to the bad and the good news. That's how things roll at the craps table. So the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P were up on Thursday. We're going through the whole tax thing. Do you think the China tariff will be, you know, will hurt the stock market? I don't know. You know, because we've been talking about these tariffs, I think it'll hurt certain industries, so that would hurt the stock for any of those public companies. And here's the thing. If you're importing, exporting, right, you're in that business, and you're doing a lot of it with China, it's going to affect you. So, meaning, what's coming back on the other side? China's middle class makes it a 5th biggest market for exported things like wine. And for U.S. wine growers, they're shipping a lot of it to China. But now with this new tariff, there's a 15% tax on U.S. wine imports in retaliation for the Trump's plan to put tariffs on imported aluminum and steel. So U.S. wineries will probably lose some ground there, and there's going to be some others that will too. What, you know, just think of the industries where they really deal with China. So the, and that means the who's growing the grapes, what's happening there. You'd have to go to the Wine Institute and look up those statistics, but there's a bunch of them because they were making a ton of money to it, exporting to China and to Hong Kong. And it'll be collateral damage for them. Let's put it that way. Because they didn't care, they wanted the wine, they'd pay for it, and they whatever it was going to cost, but not in this war over that, no. And here's one from Jake, who says, Kate, the quake in Southern California, it does give you pause and make you think, will we ever in our lifetimes see the big one? I certainly hope not. I'm not rooting for the people in California to go through a terrible earthquake, but it has to kind of rattle your nerves. If you live in California and you start to hear about any kind of an earthquake, no matter what size it is, because it has to, I would think, make you believe that it's possible that, yes, the earth could open up and split California in half. Oh, that'd be terrible. I think the people in Southern California especially worry about that. I'm not saying that they don't in Northern California, but they've had their share, just like the South has, of terrible earthquakes. But for some reason, I think the focus always seems to be on the South, and it's all about those fault lines. And it, boy, if they could just, if there was just some way to target the possibility of earthquakes, would be great. And I know there's all kinds of experiments, but so far nothing that really nails it, and that's the, you know, that's the problem. That there's the big giant rub with all of that. It's huge. Okay, let's do another one from Rich. Kate, loved the show. Started listening maybe 6 months ago. Like that you're open-minded. And I wondered what you thought of Kellyanne Conway ripping CNN with what she called plateaued ratings. Yeah, they They finished in third place in prime time, I guess, in the first quarter of 2018. And she's saying, well, that's because of what they're clashing with. I don't know. I think people aren't watching as much. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Nights, I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chilled into your bones.
Tail end of this hour for the show, and I know a lot of you are big fans of Marvel, and whatever is released, you scurry to the movie theaters to go and see it. I've seen a bunch of the Marvel movies, and I think they're pretty good too. I don't know, because I used to read all the comics when I was a kid, so it kind of reminds me of that happy time. So for me, it brings back all that. So the Avengers, Rampage, and the Miracle Season, all part of what's new out in theaters across the country. Time for that cheap movie review, and we start with the Avengers. Roll it.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people to see if we could become something more. So when they needed us, we could fight the battles.
that they never could.
So desperately that you're right, that to fail all the same. Dread it. Run from it. Destiny still arrives.
Evacuate the city. Engage all defenses and get this man a shield.
Fun isn't something one considers for balancing the universe. But this does put a smile on my face.
Thor, Ragnarok, which I thought was hilarious. I love that movie. And they got Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, Chadwick Boseman, and Josh Brolin a part of this whole thing. And it's Avengers Infinity War, 2 hours 36 minutes. This journey has taken 10 years, I guess, in making this all come together, the Infinity War. So here it is on the big screen, and it's been out a little, you know, a week or two, because there have been people that have already, gone and seen, I shouldn't say out a week or two, the sneak preview stuff has been around, so that's what the deal is with that. But I don't know, it looks pretty good to me, and very, very long. Think about that with previews. You are going to be sitting, my friends, in a theater for a long time. If you are a fan of the Marvel comic books and have kids, etc., and you're into that, then you're going to go see this. And I think it's going to be an explosive movie, and especially this time of year. We move from Avengers to a movie called Rampage. We'll talk about it afterwards. Here it is.
It's weird. You like hanging out with animals more than people.
Yeah, well, animals get me. I rescued George when he was 2 years old. George never would have survived on his own.
He definitely trusts you.
Last night, George was 7 feet and weighed 500 pounds. George, you okay, buddy? You're scared. It's okay. This morning, he's 9 feet, pushing 1,000. What's happening to my friend?
Are you familiar with genetic editing? The changes will be incredibly unpredictable.
Is he the only one?
Oh, you didn't know about the 30-foot wolf?
Falling from the sky.
Having George on that plane is a big mistake.
I think we'll be all right.
That's gonna save the world. It's coming back to me. It's coming back. Chicago. George didn't ask for this. They're going to put him down.
That's not happening. Thinking the only thing that's missing right now is a giant crocodile.
Well, I don't know about this one. So The Rock, I like him. I think he's clever. But this is that adventure action film. And think Gorilla. Once again, here we go. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Dwayne Johnson, a couple of the guys that are in this. And I don't know. The Rock wanted to make it into a movie. We'll see if it works or not. PG-13, fantasy science fiction. We move from that to our final one, The Miracle Season.
The returning state champions.
You got this.
How many teams have earned two championships back-to-back? Almost none.
Caroline, you're the captain. These girls are looking at you to lead this team.
I got you.
This is our year, Cal.
There's been an accident.
What?
I'd like to have a moment of silence in honor of Caroline Found.
Without their star player, West Volleyball suffered another defeat.
How's the team looking?
Today, last year.
We're not champions anymore.
Win or lose, Caroline would be so proud.
We gotta find us a new captain. Talk to him, please.
Why me? You're her best friend. Girls are looking at you.
I'm taking her spot.
And you're making it your own.
The last thing that Line said to me was that this was going to be our year. Even if we could win one game, shouldn't we try?
This is volleyball. I need to know if you're serious. You think this is pressure? How are you going to win if you can't even handle practice? We are this close to doing something no one thought we could do.
Running and playing used to be fun.
I try not to think about it. If we run the board, we got a shot at state.
You mean to win?
For Caroline.
How many is the board?
15.
It's time to get it.
The improbable happened. The women of West started winning games.
I told you to win for Caroline. But if we want to show how much we miss her, we should just play with joy.
Will West Volleyball win back-to-back state championships?
You strong women, win this for yourselves.
All right, so it's about the miracle season. A star volleyball player, captain of the team, dies. How sad. In Iowa City, Iowa. Tragic. And then what ensues? Do they win? I think it's going to be a very popular movie. It's going to be kind of one of those subculture movies. Anyway, Helen Hunt is in it, and William Hurt, to name some of the stars. And it's gotten pretty decent reviews. If you go to see a movie, send me a cheap movie review at AmericaTonightRadio.com. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.